Chapter 39. Ryan waited until dark before returning to the cottage. It was Sunday, and the movie company would be at rest until tomorrow. He drove by the shooting location and saw only a single vehicle parked in front of it. He assumed it belonged to the security officer assigned to look after the equipment, who had more than likely made himself comfortable inside. Ryan continued past the cottage. Once out of sight, he turned the Prius around, driving past the location until he reached the cottage closest to the intersection of Lakeside Drive and Fisherman's Road. This cottage, too, had been closed up for the winter. He turned into the driveway and headed for the back. Once there, he got out of the car and walked to the detached garage. He pulled on a pair of rubber gloves, jimmied the lock, and opened the door. He backed the Prius inside. He reached for his backpack and closed the garage door behind him. Using the cottages on his side of the road as cover, he made his way past the location, stopping across the way from the cottage he had chosen. When he was certain that no one was watching, he ran across the road. He walked to the rear of the cottage and opened the kitchen door, which he had earlier left unlocked. Once inside, he emptied his backpack. He had brought a 2-day supply of food, which he placed in a kitchen cabinet. Then he went to the smaller of the 2 bedrooms, where he unloaded the rest of his things. He picked up his .38-caliber Beretta automatic pistol and press-checked it. He placed it on the night table. He looked at his watch. It was 3:15 a.m. He yawned. He lay down and made himself comfortable. He couldn't wait to see the look on her face when he pulled the trigger.